Thanks for being with us here on Mix 93 WKMJ. It is Huskies Drive Time, and we are set to talk about Michigan Tech and Joe Hagenmiller. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing good, Dirk.
Oh, that's good. let's talk about this past weekend at the GLIAX.
Oh, that was a really fun, exciting day. Our athletes really across the board performed well. Let's see, we had 20 athletes down there racing. Probably 16 or 17 of them ran the fastest they've ever run in their life. So we can't ask for much more than that. And some of the people weren't just running faster. They were running a minute faster than they've ever run before.
How were those? How was the course down at Tiffin like that?
Well, compared to the Michigan Tech Trails, it's a little bit faster. it was Ohio there, it's pretty flat. You're in farmland, and the course was relatively flat. A little bit of wind and kind of a little bit of a raw day, but not bad for cross country. It wasn't raining too much, and the surface was firm.
Well, you had the men take a very impressive fifth out of 14 teams. Talk about some individuals there, Joe.
Well, again, Sean Pengali has just been doing a great job for us. He cut 20 seconds off of his personal best. You know, the guys are running 8K. That's equivalent to 5 miles. He ran 24:30, so, you know, you can probably get Mitch going on some numbers over there. That's better than 5 minutes a mile. You know, he's probably running close to, 5:55 per mile.
4:55.
And putting five of those together. Yanni Lane had a huge PR and came in just a shade over 25. And Calvin Nitz also had a pretty huge PR, and Jason Saliga, a huge PR, and Dan Kulis, a huge PR. All of our top five just had really strong days. It's just so fun to see those guys race.
Well, you were talking about not only did you finish fifth, but you beat out at least one nationally ranked team coming in.
Yeah, we beat out somebody that was ranked nationally. I don't know if
Wayne State, I think
you were
saying.
I think both of them have bounced around in the national rankings a little bit. And the GLIAC is just so tough. I was looking at the results from 2009, which had a pretty similar course on a golf course. 25 flat would have won it that year. This year, the winner ran 23:58. Just amazing how much faster the GLIAC's getting. And then when Malone came in, they've won a few NAIA national championships in the last decade. So they're definitely no slouches. Yeah, I'm pretty proud of the team being able to get fifth. I think that's the highest we've been in kind of what I'll call the modern GLIAC era, where Grand Valley's been pumping quite a bit of money into the program, Malone in here, and Ashland running really strong as well.
Well, how about the women's side of thing? Deidre also finished 16th. Both of your top athletes finished 16th. In their respective races to earn all-conference. But you had some other athletes, again, get PRs and really step up, especially some younger athletes.
Yeah, really fun to see the younger athletes, like Sophia Farquhar, came to campus not having broken 20 minutes in a 5K and solidly was running sub-4-minute Ks for 6K, so that's really exciting. Trying to think some other, Lizzie Block has been running well. But two people that really maybe turn some heads on the coaching staff would be Ulrika Axelson and Alice Flanders. Both had some big PRs as well.
Well, what's the status now? Where do you find space to run when you got a foot of snow out there, Joe, as you guys try to prepare for the regional race?
Well, we have some experience training through snow from past winters here, but this is, a little bit less than ideal preparing for the regional cross-country championships, which are coming up in 2 weeks for us. But, we'll probably have some people hitting some treadmills. We'll probably be hitting some road shoulders and once the snow slows down and doing the best we can.
Joe's going to stop short of calling the snow bad, though. He's not going to dare say that he doesn't like the snow.
It's less than ideal.
Less than ideal.
Less than ideal. Less than ideal. That's awesome. Nordic skiing, not far away. That meet is coming up this weekend, right, Joe?
I think you could have a meet this weekend.
You could have a meet this weekend.
Making sure that they know what to do with their skis on.
Well, congratulations to the runners on so many personal bests and to you and your coaching staff, Joe. So you have the regionals are in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, week from Saturday.
Yeah, they're in 2 weeks, and I'd like to give a big shout out to Tyler Patterson and Tom Scott. They're two GAs that have just been working their butt off, just as much as the athletes have been working their butt off to really get some good results.
All right, Joe. Well, thanks a lot for your time. Enjoy the week of snow training, and good luck in the regionals.
Thanks, guys.
Joe Hagen-Miller, head coach of the men's and women's cross-country teams and Nordic skiing teams, of course, track and field teams. And that'll do it for Huskies Drive Time, Wes. Again, I want to remind you that Michigan Tech football is home for their final game of the regular season. They have a very good chance of hosting in the playoffs with a win this weekend, right?
Yes, they do. And, yeah, we'll find out more. Again, the pairings come out on Sunday. Won't mean anything if the Huskies don't get a win on Saturday, but if they do, I'll be watching that 5 o'clock. I think it's, they do it streamed live on NCAA.com, so that's on 5 o'clock at 5 o'clock on Sunday. Don't forget about hoops tomorrow, Dirk.
Right.
Michigan Tech basketball at home, doing another can drive, so bring in a non-perishable food item to the ticket office. Get your ticket to get in. If you don't bring a food item, I guess it's going to cost you $2. Free parking, so come on out tomorrow night to see the Huskies in action. Ben Stelzer, the preseason GLIAC Player of the Year, and the rest of the Huskies against Finlandia.
That is Huskies Drive Time. Again, Michigan Tech hockey at Bemidji State Friday and Saturday night. We'll have the broadcast for you here on Mix 93 WKMJ.